WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. There was an armed robbery at a convenience store in College Station. Police responded Monday night around 8 p.m. to the Checkers store at Holloman and Welsh. An employee and a customer say they were held up by two men, one displaying a weapon. No one was hurt and an undisclosed amount of property was taken before the men ran away. Physical descriptions are on our website at WTAW.com. The Bryan City Council gave first round approval last night to propose changes in regulating tattoo businesses.
Final action will take place in 2 weeks following the 6-1 vote. Art Hughes was against tattoo shops downtown.
I personally don't think downtown needs a tattoo parlor. I don't think it'll add anything to the downtown environment.
Ann Horton, while philosophically opposed, says she supports the desire of a College Station man to move his shop to 26 and Sims.
I agree with Mr. Hughes. I definitely think that they are a cut above. And if we're going to have one, that's probably the way to go.
Because the proposed regulations call for spacing tattoo businesses a minimum 1 mile, there will be only one in the downtown area. City changes would require applicants of any new tattoo shops to get a conditional use permit. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A Bryan man has entered a guilty plea to rear-ending and killing a motorcyclist 4 years ago. 31-year-old Orlando Yanez, who had been out on bond, was sentenced to 3 years in prison. Police say in May of 2009, a car driven by Yanez on the freeway between Highway 21 and Tabor Road struck the cycle, killing James Brister of Katy. A license plate that was knocked off the car led to finding Yanez, who told police he had drunk about a six-pack before hitting the motorcycle. Also from Brazos County District Court, a jury trial is underway involving the last of three Bryan men arrested from a drug-related murder nearly 3 years ago. The trial of 20-year-old Travis Carroll follows the conviction of 22-year-old Christopher Hernandez last March and a plea agreement entered by 24-year-old Clayton Thompson last November. Hernandez and Thompson are serving prison terms of 37 and 45 years. Thompson was transported back to Bryan to testify in Carroll's trial. Billy Menard Jr. was shot to death at his Bryan apartment in October of 2011. A Bryan man remains in jail following his arrest last weekend for disorderly conduct at the Premier movie theaters. Officer Kelly McKeithen says 54-year-old Daryl Reynolds was waving his hand as if he was shooting a gun.
He went in, he simulated like he had a firearm and was, you know, acting like he was shooting at the screen or at the, you know, individuals in the theater. In this instance, we actually have an officer that works off duty there during certain, you know, busy nights. And so the patrons at the theater actually went and contacted him and got him involved in the incident.
According to jail records, it's the third time Reynolds has been arrested in 3 months following arrest for public intoxication 2 weeks ago and in late April. Bryan College Station is a long way from home for former Marine Eddie Gray, but he wants to get to know the people that he serves. Gray's walking across America to meet Americans, to raise awareness for veterans' health care and benefits, and to commemorate fallen troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, including his own friends. So far, he's been walking for 5 years.
A lot of people celebrate Memorial Day or Veterans Day just that one day. They don't realize that freedom isn't free, that some people paid a big price for it, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, and some, you know, the ultimate price. I believe that Memorial Day is every day. It's not just one day where you have a cookout.
Gray says there's no set amount of mileage, but he says his halfway mark is near Tallahassee, Florida. He says he'll be finished when he reaches the place where he started, his hometown in Montana. Keep Brazos Beautiful has been recognized again by Keep Texas Beautiful as one of its best groups in the state. Executive Director Amy Reed says KBB is one of only 62 out of 360 affiliates across Texas to receive the Gold Star Award.
So this is really exciting for us because it's very telling of not only the community that we serve, but the people who are a part of this organization. And that's everything from our volunteers to our interns to the team that we have here with staff and our board of directors. And it just goes to show what a great team we have.
Reed says it's nice to be recognized for the fourth consecutive year for services that include programs to prevent litter, reduce waste, beautify community areas, and educate residents. Governor Perry is asking federal officials to reconsider their denial of major disaster aid to the city of West. Last month, FEMA turned down declaring West a major disaster area. West Mayor Tommy Mushka says the money is needed to cover $57 million in damage. That includes $40 million to three school buildings and damage to the city's water and sewer systems. FEMA officials believe state and local agencies have enough money to cover rebuilding costs. And a Houston law firm has announced filing a lawsuit against the manufacturer of the chemicals stored at the fertilizer plant. The firm is representing 30 people. Some had property losses or were hurt, while others are survivors of some of the family members who were killed. That's in addition to the lawsuit filed by the city against CF Industries and the fertilizer plant. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 75 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30. Or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. For years, people have counted on us for oil changes and overall automotive maintenance. At American Lube Centers, we do business the old-fashioned way. We give you time and peace of mind by servicing your vehicles quickly and efficiently and letting you know in advance what your maintenance needs are. Our highly trained technicians at American Lube Centers do the job right. For fast, friendly service, it's American Lube Centers. Click on AmericanLubeCenters.com for our daily specials and a location near you. And like us on Facebook.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values.
Small business entrepreneurs are the backbone of the American economy. They all need one important thing, capital. And Spirit of Texas Bank is the number one Texas-owned bank for small business production with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas-owned, Texas-proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Good morning. It's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
Warm weather continues to spread northward into the region. We'll have sunshine today. It'll develop. Any low clouds will disappear this morning. High temperatures today climbing to 95 to near 100. It'll be partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Lots of sun tomorrow. Highs 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Friday, partly to mostly sunny and warm with highs around 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That's my fault.
Yeah. And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. We've got updates for the Aaron Hernandez case that's going on. Also, Stros and Rangers both in action and a new coach at A&M. All that and more coming up with sports. We'll do it for you at 6:50.
So in Crossville, Tennessee, a man told police that a couple who lived nearby approached his home. After a quick greeting, hey, how y'all? The homeowner says the woman told her husband to go back and get her cigarettes. Honey, you go get my cigarettes for me. While hubby was away, the woman asked the homeowner about his pool. And she wanted to know if she could take a swim. Well, he told her, well, sure, that'd be fine. He led her back there to the back of the house where the pool was. Well, she proceeded to take off all her clothes, decided to go skinny dipping in his pool. She swam there for about 20 minutes. The owner went to get a towel inside his house so that the woman could dry off, get dressed, left. When the man reentered his home, he realized he'd been robbed. I find that very humorous.
I do, too. But my thought is she'd be easy to identify.
Well, that's true.
But how do you do the lineup?
Well, yeah.
How do you get other women to volunteer to be naked?
Yeah, good point. But I don't know that she's the perp, you see? I mean,
She's conspiratorial at the least.
Probably could be an accessory. Yeah, probably right. If that's, you know, if Law and Order's right, and I watched that to get on my law, then that would mean that she could be tried and convicted and sentenced to the same amount as the person. I'm going to guess hubby. You know? I'm just kind of throwing it out there. I don't want to paint with a broad brush, but I'm thinking that could be.
I think
that's
a safe guess.
This is the modern day Bonnie and Clyde. Is this the way that it works like that? You know,
there's a lot more nudity involved.
Well, there is probably more nudity involved. The deal is, you know, she has not been booked, but obviously We got to see if there's a mugshot out there.
I looked. I couldn't find one.
Oh!
I saw that story this morning.
Oh, well, we know what you've been doing. Yeah.
They should.
I thought you had sportscasts to put together, but no.
I got here early.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah.
It was for show prep.
That's right. And what color were her eyes, officers? What color were her eyes? I don't know. What color was her hair? I don't know. Did she have any distinguishing marks on her face? I don't know.
She had a face?
Yeah, really.
It's a great time to live and work and shop in Bryan College Station. This is Paul Atkinson with Atkinson Toyota. In addition to buying a vehicle local, when you have it serviced locally or buy the parts locally, the tax dollars stay right here in the Brazos Valley. The money helps fund our cities so they can provide the services that make this a great place to live and to raise a family. Atkinson Toyota, along with Bryan Broadcasting, remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, it's 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Today is Don't Step on a Bee Day. I would think possibly that would be true almost any time.
I would, too.
I don't know.
I try to step on bees other days of the year.
Why?
I don't.
Okay.
She's biphobic.
Scott? It's Teddy Bear Picnic Day. To go right along with that, it'd be National Pina Colada Day.
Hey!
I'm not exactly sure how you put those two together.
Maybe that's why you're trying not to step on the bees that are attracted by all the honey and pina coladas.
That's it. And it's Clarahue Day, which is, a little poem?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I think it's a poem for kiddos. Anyway, so there you go. We got that. What's going on as far as birthdays?
Let's see. We've got Jessica Simpson.
What a great start.
Extraordinarily pregnant. She's 33.
Okay.
Thomas Ian Nicholas is 33. He was an American Pie. Mm-hmm. Adrian Griner is 37. He was Vinny in Entourage. Elijah Blue Allman, son of Greg Allman.
Oh, yeah.
Son of Cher,
mm-hmm.
is 37. Sophia Vergara. Don't ask me where I came up with you.
Okay. He's the Modern Family lady.
Yeah, she's 41. Gary LaVox, not his real name.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Rascal Flatts.
Right.
Yeah, Gary the Voice in French.
And that's the thing, is he needed to come up with a name, and so he thought that sounded cool, and they went, you moron, that means The Voice. You really want to do that? He went, yeah, sure, why not?
Okay.
Yeah.
He's 43. Cindy Sheehan, George Bush's favorite.
Oh, yeah.
She's 56.
Uh-huh.
Neil Tennant, the lead singer of the Pet Shop Boys, 59. Arlo Guthrie is 66.
I've been here.
Ron Glass.
Oh, Barney Miller?
You got it. He was Ron Harrison. He is 68. Robert Pine is 72. He was on Chips. He was the boss.
Well, and, you know, his claim to fame now is he's Chris Pine's dad.
True.
And he did a deal. Tom did an interview with him.
Really?
Yeah. He and his wife came here and did like a husband and wife show.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, a couple of years ago. Yeah.
And Jake LaMotta.
Oh, whatever happened to him?
He is 92 years old. Mr. Raging Bull, still alive, heavyweight champion from 49 to 50, or middleweight champion from 49 to 51.
Man, 92, really? What is that music?
It's the Pina Colada song.
Oh, it is the Pina Colada song. It was a one-hit wonder, wasn't he?
Yes, on Top 40, but he's got like a dozen Tony Awards. I've actually talked to him. He's fascinating. Really nice guy. Yeah.
So... And this could be like a Craigslist thing today, right? I mean,
it could
be. You could be in the personals on one side and on the other. Strange. Nikola Tesla was born today.
Oh, very cool. And thank you.
Really.
Because he's the one that invented the radio.
Well, yeah, Thomas Edison gets all the credit, and he really shouldn't, because this guy was way smart. And I think he probably had a death ray. I mean, I think he did. Because he blew down a bunch of trees in Russia.
There are some things that I've seen on television about that.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of make you wonder a little bit.
I think he was a pretty smart dude. And of course, I don't know what would be called in that car that costs like $130,000 now, too.
That runs on batteries?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, we wouldn't call it the Tesla. We'd call it like the Gnarl or whatever. All right, 620. Let's see, what do we do? Oh, we're going to do Sean. Here we go.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, another outrageous sign of the times. We now have more Americans receiving some sort of food aid from the federal government than we have full-time workers in the private sector. Department of Agriculture says we have 101 million Americans receiving some sort of government benefit related to food. And there are 15 different programs, by the way, to choose from. Cost you, the taxpayers, $114 billion alone in 2012. That's 101 million, a third of our population. Yet according to the Bureau Bureau of Labor Statistics, only 97 million full-time workers in the private sector in 2012. In other words, the number of Americans working full-time has been surpassed by the number of Americans collecting benefits related to food assistance. This is unsustainable.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop. Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Now is a great time to buy a home. At Cornerstone, we can help whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance or buy your next dream home. Rates are low and Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit us at 307 Arguello Drive. Cornerstone Home Lending, making a positive contribution to your life and celebrating 25 years of service. NMLS 208153, branch NMLS 280999.
Cruzy Village is a retirement community located among the Bluebonnets in Brenham. Active seniors can choose from living in a cottage or in the senior apartments. LaRoche Manor offers assisted living with a memory care center and full private rooms. For seniors needing long-term care, Cruzy Village offers a skilled nursing center with full service in and outpatient rehabilitation. Before you decide on where to spend your golden years, visit us in Brenham. Lunch tours, including Bluebell ice cream, can be made by calling 979-830-1996. See how wonderful life can be at Cruzy Village.
Lenders will get a warning. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. If you fall behind on payments to a lender, there are rules that govern what the lender can do to get you to pay up. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau will issue a warning to banks, finance companies, and other lenders today, saying they may be violating federal laws if they falsely represent how much a customer owes, their legal right to collect what is owed, or engage in other questionable practices. The vacuum cleaner maker Oreck is no longer a family-owned company. The Oreck family was outbid at a bankruptcy auction by Hong Kong-based Tektronix Industries, which makes Hoover and Dirt Devil brand vacuums. Tektronix says it has more than 3,000 workers in five U.S. states. One of the fastest-growing employee benefits is pet insurance. Veterinary pet insurance says a third of all Fortune 500 companies now offer discounted or partially paid policies to workers who have pets. Stock market futures are slightly lower this hour. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Ah, the sweet sound of money in your pocket. For a limited time, new ExxonMobil smart card holders can save 18 cents a gallon at Exxon and Mobil stations. Subject to credit approval, new account holders can save 18 cents a gallon for the first two billing cycles and 6 cents a gallon each cycle after that. Just use your ExxonMobil smart card to purchase at least 45 gallons in a billing cycle, and you'll receive the rebate on your billing statement for gallons 1 through 100. Get details at ExxonMobilCard.com and learn why more smart drivers choose Exxon and Mobil.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP. a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. Okay, it's going to be hot today, about 100 degrees. I know, that's a news flash for you. Well, the good news is we have a 20% chance of rain on Sunday, which is a long way off. A lot of things could happen between now and then. I don't know, it feels a little bit better out there today in that I think the humidity's gone down, but it says here it's 91%. Not sure. Anyway, winds out of the south at 3 right now, and we got 76 degrees under fair skies.
Alternative medicine is becoming more and more mainstream, and that has a lot of doctors worried about their patients' health. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up. Brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of their newest gold guide at 800-466-4994. That's 800-466-4994. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free gold guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free gold guide today at 800-466-4994. That's 800-466-4994. American Bullion. 800-466-4994.
Alternative medicine. It's becoming more and more acceptable. Why?
I think it's patient demand. It's a $34 billion a year industry. I think that classically trained or conventional physicians want to get in on that industry.
Dr. Paul Offit, author of the book, Do You Believe in Magic?
And in some ways, I think science and conventional medicine are viewed as sort of cold and distant and technological, whereas this is almost imbued with a sense of, you know, spiritualism that borders on mysticism.
The big concern is when people who are sick follow alternative treatments instead of following conventional treatments.
Probably no better example than Steve Jobs, right? He had a treatable pancreatic tumor, but he decided to do acupuncture and bowel cleansings and coffee enemas and fruit and vegetable juices until it was too late. Had he had early surgery, he had a 95% chance of survival, but he didn't do that, and it's a shame.
Although it's not exactly alternative medicine, Dr. Offit says the placebo effect is a non-conventional idea that really does seem to work.
Placebo can be a powerful thing. Belief is a powerful thing. And believing that you're going to have reduced stress or believing that you're going to have more energy, I think there's a lot to that. And so I think that's where alternative medicine lives. They live in that so-called mind-body connection, which is not a trivial thing. And I wish we had a better phrase than placebo response, because people think it's dismissive, when in fact it can be quite real.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A woman has been arrested in Round Rock for animal cruelty after her dog was found dead in a parked car with the windows rolled up. That leads to a reminder from Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen about the local ordinance.
Here in the city of Bryan, we actually have an ordinance that says that if you cannot leave animals kids anything in the car over 75 degrees Fahrenheit. And and you may think that's a low number, but you got to remember, with the windows rolled up and the air conditioners off, you know, that inside of that vehicle will rise to like 20 degrees higher in the heat of the sun. So if you want to test it out, sit in there, turn it off, and if you can't stand it, neither can your pets.
In Round Rock, police say the outdoor temperature was in the low 90s, but the temperature inside the car was 140 degrees. The mixed collie that died had been left in the car for 2 hours. Two suspects are accused of an armed robbery Monday night at a College Station convenience store. Online at WTAW.com are the physical descriptions of two black men who ran out with an undisclosed amount of property. An employee and a customer of the Checkers store at Welsh and Holloman says one of the two men showed a weapon. No one was hurt. Testimony is underway in a Brazos County District Court murder trial. Billy Menard Jr. was shot at his Bryan apartment in October of 2011. 20-year-old Travis Carroll is the last of three Bryan men charged with the drug-related death. One of the co-defendants, 24-year-old Clayton Thompson, was sentenced to 45 years in prison after entering a plea agreement last November. He's among the witnesses scheduled to testify at Carroll's trial. The third defendant, 22-year-old Christopher Hernandez, was convicted by a jury last March and was sentenced to 37 years. More than 4 years ago, an out-of-town motorcyclist was run over and killed on the freeway in Bryan. The driver accused of the hit-and-run entered a guilty plea this week in district court. 31-year-old Orlando Yanez of Bryan was sentenced to 3 years in prison. Police found Yanez after a license plate from the car he was driving was left at the scene. Yanez told detectives he had drank about a six-pack before the crash, which killed James Brister of Katy. A College Station man who wants to move his tattoo business to downtown Bryan is another step closer to that goal.
Proposed changes regulating tattoo shops were given preliminary approval by the city council last night. Richard Cortez represents the district where Arsenal Tattoo wants to move to 26 and Sims.
They have some great frame of mind, great thoughts. And the DBA, Downtown Association, was telling me that they like it. And so I think it's going to be an asset to the city.
Paul Madison joined Cortez earlier this year, calling on the Planning and Zoning Commission to reconsider its original opposition.
With the information that was brought back, I think it makes it very pertinent that certain things can be accomplished, and those things would be to the benefit of all the citizens of Bryan.
There will only be one tattoo shop downtown because the proposal calls for minimum spacing of 1 mile between those businesses citywide. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
For the fourth year in a row, Keep Brazos Beautiful is a recipient of the Gold Star Award. Executive Director Amy Reed says they couldn't have done it without the local community, and they want to thank everyone who has participated.
It literally has taken more than 3,500 volunteers in the past year, a board of directors of 13. We've hosted more than 25 interns in the past two semesters. We have 8 summer interns, and we have a staff of 2 here. And so it has taken all of those people contributing and really going above and beyond.
Reed says services included removing more than 600 tons of trash and 500 tires during this year's trash off, but they have new events coming up and room for volunteers. For more details, go to WTAW.com. Who would you be willing to die for? Former Marine Eddie Gray, who's currently traveling through Bryan College Station on foot, asked himself that question, and it inspired him to walk across America for the last 5 years.
I was journaling, and it just popped into my head, you know, if it was a different country and I died, you know, who am I going to die for? Who am I sacrificing for? And that's really what I wanted to do at first, was just to meet people. But then it turned into a lot bigger thing since Afghanistan and Iraq, and also seeing some of the negligence with veterans' health care.
As a Native American, Gray is carrying sweetgrass and cedar given to him by tribes he meets along his way. And he's walking to honor his fallen comrades, to raise awareness for the needs of veterans, and to meet local governments and people. Gray is unsure of how long his journey will continue, but he is keeping in contact with family and friends through Facebook. Another lawsuit has been filed from the fertilizer plant explosion in West nearly 3 months ago. A Houston law firm that's part of the civil action filed by the city has announced it represents 30 clients. Some are survivors of family members, and others were hurt or had property losses. Also, Governor Perry has announced he's appealing FEMA's decision last month denying a disaster declaration for West. FEMA officials believe state and local agencies have enough money to cover rebuilding costs. Mayor Tommy Mushka says the city and school district do not have the $57 million to replace water and sewer systems, along with parts of all of three schools lost to the explosion. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 75 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System. Closer to home.
John Deere Z-Track zero-turn mowers are the ultimate mowing machines. And at Sioux Falls Prater, they come with the ultimate in financing, too. For a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a John Deere Z-Track 915B zero-turn mower. That's 5 years of fast, easy mowing with an offer that can't be beat. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere that's right for you or see us online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can't afford.
Offer in 73113, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Join Waldenbrook Estates, an independent retirement community, for their week-long summer camp, July 15th through the 19th. This summer camp is for adults wanting to learn more about our local housing market, downsizing and estate sales, retirement planning, learning about Waldenbrook Estates activities and programs, and wraps up with a day in the life of residents at Waldenbrook Estates. Camps start at 3 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 10 a.m. on Friday. Please call 888-830-2045. That's 888-830-2045 to register.
They said it would be so super easy.
Who?
You know, they.
Oh, you met them?
Yes, they.
Oh, they, that they.
Yes,
the
yes.
People who say...
Yeah, long name,
amazing results.
Results.
Yeah, I know.
The AggielandHelpWanted.com people.
I love them. I posted my resume in minutes, searched hundreds of local jobs.
And you found a job.
Thanks to them, I did.
They.
Ah, I always wondered who they were.
AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Now I know.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call 268-1162. Here's some numbers.
Becoming partly sunny today. High temperatures, a very warm 95 to 100 degrees later this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy and remain warm overnight, low 75 to 80. High pressure results in sunshine tomorrow. It'll be hot, 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low 75 to 80. More sunshine during the day on Friday. Temperatures Friday afternoon are probably going to hover around 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I don't think that's the kind of evidence that's going to get him convicted. I think he has other problems.
Yeah, to say he's got other problems is a gross understatement. We're talking about New England Patriots tight end, former New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez. He is back in the news times 10. The story is getting really muddled, Nod. We'll get you caught up with that. A&M's got a new assistant golf coach. Yeah, we'll get you caught up on Rangers and Astros baseball. All with sports. We'll do it for you here in about 10 minutes.
And, you know, again, how often have you had a kid who has a problem in college with the law or just behaving themselves? And then once they get drafted into the pros, nobody cares because, you know, they're bankable now.
Right.
They're money. And reading a story about him, he apparently got into his first bar fight before he ever strapped on a Florida State helmet.
Oh, yeah, 17 years old.
Yeah.
And
walloped some guy who was working at a bar or something, right?
Right,
yeah.
And Tim Tebow tried to break it up.
Yeah.
I do like Tim Tebow.
Well, I understand, but, you know, don't want to get any of this skank on you because this guy's bad news.
He's so bad. Have you heard what New England's doing?
No.
They're doing a trade program.
Oh, they're trading his jersey. Yeah. Is that what it is? Yeah, they want to get that off the street,
and
I guess.
They're saying that literally hundreds, if not thousands, of people have gone, yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah. He's just, yeah.
Are these jerseys going to end up in Bangladesh or something?
I bet you, no, these I bet you they get rid of. I bet you they make sure they're not. They don't want his name on their uniform.
I would venture a guess that, yeah, those go to the incinerator. Yeah,
pretty smart idea. Well, I don't know. It's Massachusetts. I don't know if you can burn anything in Massachusetts. I think it's against the law to burn anything. Anyways, you know, last night the Texas House provisionally approved the new restrictions on abortion. And this is the third time they tried. So third time's a charm. Obviously, lots of folks there yesterday and attention all over the nation because of this. And the formal vote is scheduled for today. I believe we'll be talking to State Senator Charles Schwertner today. Also believe we'll be talking to Congressman Flores. And then I know that Nancy Berry will be joining us. So it's political breakout thing. So yesterday, President Obama told a kid reporter that his favorite food was broccoli.
Oh, please. Yeah.
Probably pandering a little bit. This is because it was the White House Kids State Dinner in which the theme was healthy eating.
Well, I was going to say, the question is, was Mama Obama standing close by?
Well, and the problem is, if you search President Obama and broccoli, you would get exactly zero images. There would be none. At all.
So, and, which means that it's not true if there's no picture.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, he may secretly eat broccoli every night for all we know, but how often do we actually have the leader of the free world eating? We don't have many pictures of that.
I don't think there's any cigarette pictures, are there?
Well, no. Those, you know, we don't have any of those.
I bet you there are somewhere.
Well, maybe. That's it. Mr. President, I have pictures. Yeah. And we used to wonder, you know, what he'd do. Does he go outside there in the Rose Garden? And is there a Secret Service detail that has to pick up cigarette butts, you know?
You know, I'm sure he's not the first president that smoked.
Oh, not at all. Oh, not at all. But you have to understand, there have probably been three or four in a row who had not. So most all that smoking stuff was probably out. Well, Bill Clinton smoked cigars, didn't he?
Anyway. Oh,
okay. By the way, while we're talking about him and presidential food, I mean, he'd hit McDonald's more than a few times. So,
true.
I mean, we would see that, but
just because you're president doesn't mean you're not human.
No, that's true. But again, we just don't have any pictures of the president eating broccoli. And of course, then the term broccoli came out yesterday with images of the president's face superimposed on a head of broccoli.
Oh,
okay.
Hey, that was only a matter of time.
Of course. This is a shock. This is a shock. The Affordable Care Act, I don't know if you've heard about it or not. It's been in some of the papers. National Journal reported yesterday that, in fact, the White House knew months and months ago that they were going to put off the implementation of Obamacare, even though they only announced it last week, saying it was just too complicated. The problem, of course, is setting up the very system for all the information that they've got to get, because you got the government needing to talk to individuals and private insurers and all that, and it's just these insurance exchanges. You know, they told states they had to opt in or opt out, and if they opted in, they had to have this exchange thing set up, and there's no, you know, there's nothing put in place. So it's really not a shock. It's just that they waited until basically the last minute to let us know that they were going to postpone it for a year. But they knew they had a problem. By the way, we were talking about Bill Clinton. Apparently Bill, who, again, people think is an all-shucks kind of guy. Cindy Williams, New York Post, says, well, don't be so sure. He wanted to play a little golf in West Virginia last week, so he just hopped a chartered plane from New York to West Virginia, just to play around the golf.
It's probably Al Gore's plane.
Really, turned around and hopped back to New York. So.
Hey, Al, can I borrow the plane?
That's right. Sarah Palin has kicked off what could be a whole year of speculation over whether she'll come back from her political retirement.
What?
She was on the Sean Hannity show yesterday. Said she's considered running for the Senate seat in Alaska.
The current occupant is Mark Begich. He's a Democrat. She says, quote, he has got to be replaced, end quote. Now, Illinois has become the last state in U.S. America to end its ban on allowing citizens to carry concealed firearms. How you like that? Illinois, land of Lincoln.
And murder.
And yeah, in Chicago now. It really is. It's a full-time self-defense thing. And next hour or later on in the show, maybe we'll talk about this whole concept of living wage. Living wage. I remember thinking about living wage, and this is years ago. I'm in San Francisco. We're walking around just you know, stuff.
Sure.
And, you know, there's a Safeway there, a grocery store. Safeway's based in Oakland, so there's a lot of them in that area.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. How does that guy who goes and picks up the grocery carts in the parking lot in San Francisco afford to live there? And again, he probably doesn't live in San Francisco proper.
He doesn't live in San Francisco proper.
But it's going to cost him money to get to work too, and sure, that has to be factored into it. And you know, that's where the whole concept of living wage started, was out in California, where things are just so dang expensive that stuff that you normally think you'd get paid $9 an hour, you know, they get paid $14 an hour. Well, that causes things to become more expensive, and on and on and on and on it goes. Well, obviously, just to kind of skim over this story, it has to do with Walmart, and Walmart moving into some areas where the cost of living is much higher, and what are they going to pay their people? And it's ended up being kind of a sticky situation, because a lot of cities want to have Walmart come in there, because they're starting to urbanize some. They're starting to get into some big cities where they weren't before. But that whole question of whether or not you bring them in and will they pay a living wage, because, again, a lot of unionized folks there expect that that's going to happen. So,
but they're not a union shop.
They're not a union shop. So we'll see how that will maybe impact the entire economy in some of these bigger cities. But we'll talk about that if we have time later on today. It's 6:48 right now.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs, in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you're looking for a great source of summertime color, and if the plant needs to be a vine, no candidate comes with better credentials than Madam Galen Trumpet Vine. This strong-growing lady clambers up and over fences and walls, arbors, and pergolas, and best of all, she blooms from late spring into the fall. Her large blossoms are born in clusters, and they're the brightest orange of any flower you grow. Sound the trumpets, Trumpet Vine. I'll be back with details after this message. It's Gardens Magazine and Crepe Myrtles, the completely revised and updated poster that we've prepared of all the known varieties of Crepe Myrtles. We have a comparison on the 15 by 30 inch full color heavy cardstock poster. Now, the poster is normally $10, but it is free with your subscription, new or renewal, to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. There's a $2 shipping and handling charge on the poster, but otherwise it's free to you. Everything you need to know to choose, use, and maintain Texas' favorite flowering tree and shrub. The magazine for $23.95. The poster is free. Shipping and handling $2. Total price only $25.95. Satisfaction guaranteed. Our magazine has been judged to be the best regional gardening magazine in America. Every word of it written just for Texas. You need to call to take advantage of this limited time offer. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Madam Galen Trumpet Vine is not your ordinary trumpet vine. It's a mid-1800s hybrid between our Native American trumpet vine, that's Campsis radicans, and the Chinese trumpet vine, Campsis grandiflora. Madam Galen's two claims to fame out of that cross are that it's not nearly as invasive as the American parent, and its flowers are 2 to 3 times the size of the native species. It's not exactly new, but it certainly is improved. The native species you'll see growing along railroads and elsewhere invades our gardens and spreads through our landscapes. Not so with the mannerly Madam Galen. Still, Madam Galen does grow vigorously, needs a substantial support, whether onto a wood fence or up and over a garden structure. The vines can grow to 15 or 20 feet in each direction, and the trunks can reach 1 to 2 inches in size. It grows best in full sun. You'll probably be happier if you plant it where the spent blooms can fall to the ground instead of onto paved surfaces or certainly into a pool. All trumpet vines, also called trumpet creepers, are tolerant of dry conditions, but they'll grow and bloom more heavily if you keep them moist at all times. What you want to avoid is high nitrogen fertilizers near them. That can result in excessive stem growth and fewer or no flowers. Prune to shape and guide the plant over its support, but avoid heavy shearing. As with too much nitrogen, heavy pruning can lead to strongly vegetative growth. If you're looking for a trumpet of a different color, consider the yellow flowering selection of the native species. It's called Flava, and it's an attractive variation. Unfortunately, like the parent, it tends to sprout where it's not wanted. And the same can be said about crimson trumpet, the red flowering selection. Still, in the right settings, they can be handsome landscape plants. You'll see them fairly common in Texas landscaping. All types of trumpet vines can be started from cuttings taken during late spring and into the summer. Be careful as you take the cuttings, stick them, that you always insert the bottom ends of the stems, those parts that were toward the roots, down into the potting soil. If they're hanging upside down, it can be easy to make a mistake. And finally, to answer a question many people ask, how can I get it out of my yard? Well, you need to put in a boundary if you have one of the native ones invading, and a broadleafed weed killer will kill it. I'm Neil Sperry. Get the most for your gardening dollar in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. An associate of former New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez says he was told Hernandez fired the shot that resulted in the death of a semi-pro football player. That's according to documents filed yesterday in Florida. The records obtained by the Associated Press also show a vehicle wanted in a double killing in Boston a year before had been rented in Hernandez's name. According to the records, Hernandez associate Carlos Ortiz told Massachusetts investigators that another man, Ernest Wallace, said that Hernandez shot Odin Lloyd in an industrial park near Hernandez's home. Here's ESPN's legal analyst, Roger Cossack.
I don't think that's the kind of evidence that's going to get him convicted. I think he has other problems. As you know, people have identified him as having a weapon. They have identified him as having a weapon shortly before this murder took place. There was a rented SUV that allegedly he rented for the victim, Odin Lloyd. A bullet was found inside that SUV in his house, in Hernandez's house. They opened up a safe. They found scale, a dish that allegedly is the kind that's used for weighing drugs as well as other bullets. So there's other issues that Hernandez has that's going to have to be explained much more so than not wanting to talk to the police.
Hernandez has pleaded not guilty in Lloyd's killing. Wallace faces an accessory to murder charge and has pleaded not guilty as well. Documents were filed in court in the Miramar, Florida Police Department to justify a search of Wallace's mother's home. And now a little closer to home, former New Mexico assistant Brian Cortan has been named assistant men's golf coach at Texas A&M. Cortan comes to Aggieland after spending 4 seasons as an assistant coach at New Mexico, helping the Lobos advance to match play in the 2013 NCAA championships and post a 5th-place finish, which was the 2nd highest in school history.
Swing and a miss! He struck him out. The Cardinals win it 9-5, and Mojica picks up the save.
Adam Wainwright picked up his National League-tying 12th win to lead the St. Louis Cardinals to a 9-5 win over the Houston Astros last night.
That is way out of here. It is history, a 3-run Jimmy Jack. Number 2 of the game for Beltre.
Beltre went 4-4 with 5 RBIs to help the Rangers beat the O's 8-4. Here's Beltre on the Rangers turnaround on Fox Sports Southwest.
It's really good. We're playing better. I think offensively we've been more consistent, which is one of the things we've been missing lately, but hopefully we can keep it up.
Beltre hit a solo shot in the 2nd inning, a 3-run drive in the 5th, and he has 6 home runs in the last 6 games and is batting .488 during an 11-game run. University of Texas redshirt freshman quarterback Connor Brewer has been granted an unconditional release to transfer. Brewer was one of the top quarterback recruits in the country coming out of Scottsdale, Arizona, and he was one of several Longhorns battling for the number 2 spot behind David Ash.
The NBA's moratorium on free agency set to lift today, and the Houston Rockets should officially pick up Dwight Howard. Here's Charles Barkley on the Houston pickup.
There's going to be a tremendous amount of pressure on Dwight Howard. Obviously, he's going to get a lot of negative pub from leaving the Lakers. But as far as that was the best team with young players to go around him. So from a basketball standpoint, he made the best decision.
Howard did, however, get just a tad bit more expensive. The Rockets have been fined $150,000 by the NBA for comments made about Dwight Howard during the league's moratorium period. Howard committed to leave L.A. and join the Rockets on Friday, and Rockets general manager Daryl Morey talked about the recruitment later that night, which is what got him in hot water. And a hometown kid, sort of, doing pretty well. From Iola, Chris Anderson, a.k.a. the Birdman, was the key off the bench and is a source of energy for the Miami Heat's championship run last season, has committed to re-sign with Miami, and sources told that to ESPN yesterday. And finally this morning,
wide ahead, Wando, he got a hat trick!
Chris Wondkowski's misspelled jersey was about the only thing that was not working right for the U.S. men's soccer team. The national team jumped on Belize with Wondolowski's first-half hat trick and cruised to a 6-1 victory to open the CONCACAF Gold Cup tournament. Landon Donovan had a goal and two assists, becoming the first national team player with at least 50 career goals and 50 assists. And also playing on that squad is local standout Breck Shea, who also plays professionally in the Champions League for Stoke. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If it's time to take your personal style in a new direction, head north to North Hair Design Studio and Spa. With hair design, massage therapy, spa services, and very personalized service, it's like a little taste of New York in downtown Bryan without the big city price tag. Call for an appointment or just walk in. We're at 206 North Main Street. Like us on Facebook and visit NorthHairDesign.com. Then head north.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway. Eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska.
I love the avocado on this Subway sub.
Yeah, well, I love it so much I started this avocado Facebook page.
Oh, you should post a picture of my new avocado earrings. See?
Oh, yeah. They match this avocado sweater I just knit.
Oops, I forgot to lock my avocado.
Have you met my firstborn son, Avocado?
Show your avocado love at Subway. Add this superfood boost to the turkey and spinach or try it on the Subway Club. It's avocado season. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only. Participating restaurants. Facebook is a trademark of Facebook.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking.